Okay, I'm talking to Carolyn Smith, Project Manager at Audit Scotland, about our report, Scotland's Key Transport Infrastructure Projects. Carolyn, could you just tell us a bit about the report?
The report looked at the five major transport infrastructure projects that are currently being built in Scotland. These are the Forth Replacement Crossing, the Aberdeen Western Peripheral Route, the M8 Bundle, Edinburgh to Glasgow Improvement Programme and the Borders Railway. We examined the progress of these five projects against the time, cost and scope targets, and we also looked at how well the Scottish Government and Transport Scotland are controlling and monitoring these projects, and also how well they're publicly reporting them.
Okay, and what have you found?
We found that Transport Scotland currently expects to deliver all of the projects within their current budgets, and also to complete four within their current target timescales. There has been adjustments to the scope of the Edinburgh-Glasgow Improvement Programme to reduce the costs, and consequently the timescale for its completion has increased by over 2 years. These are major live projects, and as such they've got inherent risks. We found that Transport Scotland's managing these risks, but it can't eliminate them completely. We've also found that Transport Scotland and the Scottish Government need to improve their public reporting of these projects. The full financial commitment of these projects hasn't actually been reported until now. The projects will cost about £3.8 billion to build, but they'll tie up about £7.5 billion of public money over 30 years.
You say Transport Scotland is currently looking like it's going to be on budget with all of the projects and on time with four of them. But you do caveat this by saying that they can't eliminate all the risks to these projects being late or more expensive. Could you just elaborate a bit about what you're talking about there?
According to Transport Scotland's current monitoring, it says five projects are expected to be completed within their budgets and four are to be completed in time. We think this is encouraging, but it is important to remember these are large, live projects, and as such they have inherent risk to their delivery. We found that Transport Scotland is aware of these risks and it's got arrangements in place to manage these, but it can't eliminate these risks completely.
And just lastly, what would you like to see happen now?
Well, Transport Scotland is managing many aspects of these projects well, but there are some areas that we'd like to see stronger controls. In particular, we're recommending that Transport Scotland should review and update its business case development and assurance processes and ensure these are systematically applied to all projects. We believe that business cases should be the basis for all project investment decisions, but Transport Scotland did not have up-to-date business cases for certain decisions for the two rail projects. We also believe that Transport Scotland should establish a standard approach to presenting cost estimates, financial monitoring reports for high-value projects. It did have good financial monitoring reporting for some of the projects, but we found that in other areas it needed some development. And it's important that Transport Scotland make sure that the full financial impact of these projects is clear and understandable and presented consistently. The Scottish Government should also develop a detailed plan for scrutinising and challenging major investment projects valued at £50 million or more. It's Infrastructure Investment Board, which was set up to review and provide challenge to projects, is a good thing. However, its work needs to be more carefully coordinated with other decision-making processes, and it won't be able to make the most useful contribution. We believe also that the Scottish Government should improve the content and presentation of information about major projects that it provides to the Public Audit Committee of the Parliament and its 6 monthly updates. We highlighted a number of important gaps in previous reporting, and it's important that Parliament gets high quality information in this area.
Okay, Carolyn, thank you very much.